You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is an important broadcast. I want to make sure that each of you are prepared, listening, sitting in a comfortable chair. You should always, when you listen to this program, have a pad of paper and a pen with you so that you can jot down addresses, phone numbers, pertinent facts that you might forget if you don't write them down, our address, and many other things. Before we get started, I want to give you once again the frequencies and times that we'll be broadcasting every night, Monday through Friday night. On shortwave at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 Pacific, we are broadcasting from WHRI, Indiana, 7.315 megahertz. At 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, midnight Eastern, 10 Mountain, and 9 Pacific, we will be broadcasting from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, 5.065 megahertz, 9.930 megahertz, WHRI, Hawaii, and beginning Monday, we will be broadcasting on 7.315, WHRI, Indiana. During this broadcast, which is 8 p.m. Eastern, we can be heard on Galaxy 4, Channel 15, 7.55 megahertz narrow band. Later in the evening at midnight Eastern, we can be heard on Galaxy 4, Channel 15, 7.55 megahertz. Also Galaxy 3, Channel 17, 5.80 megahertz. Well, the battle lines have been drawn. From New York, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, has issued a communique. Angry bands of gun-toting right-wing militants calling themselves militias are preaching armed resistance against the federal government. Don't go away. Yes, folks, and that's not the only one. You see, it seems that there are some people who live in this country who are not really Americans, don't understand America or Americans, don't believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And instead of going somewhere where they can find some form of government that they believe in, they are intent upon destroying ours. Tonight, we're going to talk about it. And you're going, I hope, to be angry at what you hear. Thank you. from New York, October the 27th, U.S. Newswire. This report, as issued by the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. It is the Jewish arm of the mystery school known as the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry Southern Jurisdiction, the same organization that spawned the Ku Klux Klan, the same, very same organization that helped to bring about the Civil War, the very same organization that promoted and actually brought into existence the public school system, which is dumbing down America. New York, October 27th, U.S. Newswire. Angry bands of gun-toting right-wing militants calling themselves militias are preaching armed resistance against the federal government. Lie number one. These people are consummate liars, as you will see. I continue. The issue most agitating them is gun control, according to a report released today by the Anti-Defamation League, ADL. Lie number two. And there are many more, as you will discover. I continue. Armed and dangerous militias take aim at the federal government, reveals evidence of activities of these paramilitary groups in at least 13 states. ADL discovered linkages among some of the groups, consisting largely of sharing propaganda materials and speakers. Lie number three. And I continue. Quote, the militia's target is plainly the democratic process itself. End quote. Lie number four. There are so many lies, I'm going to stop counting them and rely upon your good judgment, but I will come back and go over these point by point. The militia's target is plainly the democratic process itself, said Abraham H. Foxman, ADL National Director. To be fed up with government is one thing, to call for armed resistance is quite another. We are especially troubled, but not surprised, that they are attracting racists and anti-Semites. What did I tell you, folks? He says, we urge all Americans, conservatives and liberal alike, to spurn them. The report states that militia ideologues have embraced conspiracy fantasies and are obsessed with the role of government in two recent events, the Branch Davidian confrontation in Waco and the Randy Weaver siege in Idaho, which they interpret as signs of impending tyranny. One truth in this entire document. He says, they are equally agitated by the Brady Law and the federal crime bill ban on 19 assault weapons. Leaders include John Trockman, who with his brother and nephew heads the militia of Montana, one of the most visible and extreme such groups in the country. The Trockmans have been members of the Aryan Nations, an Idaho-based neo-Nazi organization that promotes anti-Semitism, white supremacy, and the establishment of a white racist state. Expressing the group's attitude toward violence, John Trockman is quoted as saying, quote, we don't want bloodshed. We want to use the ballot box and the jury box. We don't want to go to the cartridge box, but we will if we have to, end quote. In North Carolina, the leader of Citizens for the Reinstatement of Constitutional Government, Albert Esposito, urges his members to amass caches of the four Bs, Bibles, bullets, beans, and bandages. Many members, the report states, own semi-automatic weapons, including AR-15s and AK-47s. Militias, by the way, those weapons are not illegal, ladies and gentlemen, in most states. And according to the Constitution and Bill of Rights, are not illegal anywhere. Militias calling themselves patriots, emerging across Colorado, are being led by Duncan Philp, who has been an adherent of the racist and anti-Semitic Christian Identity movement. The Patriots' propaganda claims the federal government has betrayed the people and the Constitution through laws regarding homeschooling, abortion, taxation, freedom of speech, and religion and gun control. Another Colorado militia proponent, Stuart Webb, made a series of threatening anti-Semitic phone calls from the mid-1980s into the 1990s. In Florida, a militia handbook includes obsessively an anti-Semitic and anti-black publications. Members of the Blue Ridge Hunt Club in Virginia were arrested for stockpiling illegal weapons. A draft newsletter described the group's intended reliance on terrorist tactics. The plans included a weapons heist from the National Guard Armory in Pulaski, Virginia, according to law enforcement authorities. A rising star in the movement is Linda Thompson, an Indiana lawyer, and she will be our guest on Monday night. Ladies and gentlemen, don't miss that broadcast. A rising star in the movement is Linda Thompson, an Indiana lawyer. She issued a call, later rescinded, for a march by militias on Washington to arrest and try for treason congressmen who supposedly failed to uphold their oath of office. Thompson was arrested this summer for blocking a busload of supporters of President Clinton's health care plan. At the time police found her, she was carrying two pistols and had an assault weapon in her vehicle with 295 rounds of ammunition, all lies. Militia activity also has been observed in Arizona, Idaho, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Mexico, and Ohio. That's good, folks. That means they don't know about the rest of it. The ADL report concludes that the chief responsibility for confronting this problem rests with law enforcement. Numerous states have legislation regarding paramilitary training on the books, said Foxman. Some of these laws were based on model legislation initially drafted by the Anti-Defamation League in the 1980s. We urge states that do not have such laws to pass them now. We recognize the right of all people to hold and promote their views, Foxman added, but there is no right to use force or violence to impose ideas on others or to resist laws properly enacted. The report was prepared by the fact-finding department of the ADL Civil Rights Division. The Anti-Defamation League, founded in 1913, key date, remember that, is the world's leading organization fighting anti-Semitism through programs and services that counteract hatred, prejudice, and bigotry. Well, folks, what do you think of that? The battle lines are being drawn. When you hear things like this coming from the ADL, you'd better be very careful. Now, I'm going to go through this and straighten out the lies here, tell you the truth about some of these things that they assert in here. They say angry bands of gun-toting right-wing militants calling themselves militias are preaching armed resistance against the federal government. That is a lie. There are no angry bands of anybody running around. There are no gun-toting angry bands running around anywhere. There are no right-wing militants calling themselves militias. There are United States citizens and citizens of the several states who have come together as unorganized militias according to the laws of their states and the law of the United States contained in Title 10 of the United States Code and according to the Articles and Amendment 9, 10, and of course the Second Article Amendment, which states, ladies and gentlemen, and I quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. End quote. All able-bodied males between the ages of 17 and 45, and in some states 18 and 45, and in the United States government 17 and 45, are members of the militia, whether they know it or not, or whether they like it or not, including the members of the ADL, if they are citizens of this country. And if you are a veteran of the military services who has received an honorable discharge, you are a member of the militia until age 65. The ADL does not seem to have consulted the law, nor do they seem to care about the law, nor do they seem to understand the history of this nation, whereby it was the militia that brought this country into being, and it was the militia that preserved the Union during the Civil War. And it was the militia that fought in many of the wars in between those two and even after. The National Guard is not the militia. According to Title 10 of the United States Code, the National Guard is not a part of the militia, organized or unorganized. It cannot be. You see, because the militia can only be called up for three things: to enforce the laws of the Union, repel invasion, and suppress insurrection. Period. The National Guard was sent to fight in Desert Storm. National Guard units may be at this time in Haiti. National Guard units, I know, are in Egypt patrolling the desert as a part of United Nations forces. National Guard is not a part of the militia. Understand that. They say here that the issue most agitating them is gun control. That is a lie. Gun control is a very small part of it. What concerns us is the destruction of the principles and ideals upon which this country was founded. What angers the members of this country who truly understand this country is the fact that they ignore the provision in the Constitution which guarantees a republican form of government, which is being taken away and replaced by socialism. What angers Americans is the control of the press. The truth is never told to the American people. What angers Americans is the use of our military forces as a world police force. Our invasion of places like Somalia and Panama and others, Haiti most recently, for reasons that do not concern the United States, bear no importance to this country, but do further the goals of one world government under the United Nations. Recently, one of the things that bothered Americans the most was President Clinton signing an executive order, PPD 25, delegating command of United States forces to foreign officers under United Nations control. And yes, disarming the American people, gun control laws, yes, that bothers the American people because you have not properly dealt with the second article in amendment. And until you do that, it is illegal, unlawful, and unconstitutional. And anyone who engages in these activities are committing treason, including the ADL. The purpose of this communique, folks, is not to tell the American people the truth. But like the communiques issued during Waco, both by the government, by the ATF, by the FBI, and by the ADL, yes, they were involved. It is to fool the sheeple into giving them permission to kill patriot and militia leaders. That is the truth of this. It is propaganda. It is a lie. They say armed and dangerous militias take aim at the federal government. It is a lie. Militias intend to enforce, protect, and preserve the Constitution of the United States of America and the constitutions of their individual several states. They are within the law and, in fact, exist under the law, according to the law, as Americans have always done in its history. The militia is rising up in time of need to take care of what the political process either cannot or will not, because it is rank with traitors. That's right, traitors. People are destroying the sovereignty of the United States of America and throwing the Constitution and Bill of Rights in the trash can in order to create a one-world government, totalitarian socialist government under the United Nations. And that is the truth of the matter. And if anyone on the face of this earth believes that they will easily disarm the American people, destroy this country, and place us under a socialist, totalitarian United Nations, made up of countries who know nothing about us, our history, our traditions, and care nothing, they are mistaken. There isn't an army on the face of this earth big enough to disarm 250 million angry American patriots. And if you try, if you even dream of trying, you will bring down around your heads the greatest period of bloodletting in the history of this world. And we, the patriots, the militia, will be within the law. For the law gives us the militia. The Constitution says that it is necessary for the security of a free state and preserves the right of the people to keep and bear arms and states emphatically that that right shall not be infringed. The laws of every state in the Union make provisions for militia. Title 10 of the United States Code makes provisions for militia. In fact, it is the law in most states and in the United States that every man or boy able-bodied between the ages of 17 and 45 are members of the militia, whether they like it or not, whether they know it or not, whether they've ever heard it or not, whether they're prepared or not, they are members of the militia according to the law. And there's not anything that the ADL can do about that. If you have ever served in the armed forces of this country and have received an honorable discharge, you are a member of the militia until age 65, and there is nothing that the ADL can do about that. There's no militia that is not organized legally and lawfully. None. There are militias who have allowed some people to be members of their militia that's going to cause them problems, like the militia of Montana, who I have repeatedly chastised on this broadcast, had better get rid of the leadership that they have because they are stupid and will get them in trouble. You cannot have, as a member of your militia, any convicted felon, no matter how patriotic they may be, or no matter how much they may want to be a part of your militia. You cannot have people as part of your militia that openly advocate racism, or that they are the chosen race, or that their religion is the best religion. This is a matter of freedom and nothing else. Freedom. It's a matter of protecting and defending the government in the form of the Constitution and Bill of Rights that made these freedoms possible and protects them. All peoples, of all colors, of all religions, of all races, and of all creeds. And if you don't like that, you'd better go find a place where Hitler lives, because he does not live here. I don't care if you're a black racist, a Jewish racist, and yes, there are many Jews who are racist. There are many blacks who are racist. I don't care if you're an Oriental racist, and there are many Orientals who are just as racist. Or a white racist, or an American Indian racist, or an old hound dog that thinks you're the king of the hill. The United States of America was set up as a free, secular nation where every individual has creator-endowed rights. And the Constitution was set into place, and the Bill of Rights later, to protect those rights against an oppressive government, or anyone else, for that matter. You'd better get that through your thick heads. Those of you who ignore this admonition will give our enemies ammunition to use against us. And in that respect, you are stupid, ignorant, and you will reap the rewards of that stupidity and that ignorance. The truth is I know of no militia that is outwardly racist or Aryan supremacist or anything else. I know of many Jews who are patriots and who are members of the militia and who are members of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, along with blacks, Hispanics, Orientals, whites, American Indians, and everybody else who makes up this country. And that is the truth. There is linkage among the groups. That linkage is the headquarters staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, who has promised to issue a statement. We have not received it yet. When we do, we will air that statement. The militia exists to protect and defend the constitutions of the several states and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America, and for no other reason. And anyone who would endanger those documents, which are the government, are traitors, and they will be ultimately the only targets of any militia that ever exists if they persist in their treason. The militia will never attempt to overthrow the United States government. On the contrary, the militia will reinstate the Constitution and Bill of Rights as the supreme law of the land, and in doing so will be wholly 100% within the law and within their rights according to the Declaration of Independence, which is the first document in law in this nation's history. It also conforms to the second article in amendment to the Constitution, the ninth article in amendment, and the tenth article in amendment. All other laws are writs under color of law, notwithstanding. The report states that militia ideologues have embraced conspiracy fantasies and are obsessed with the role of government in two recent events, the Branch Davidian confrontation in Waco and the Randy Weaver siege in Idaho, which they interpret as signs of impending tyranny, and that is true. The ADL was involved in both of those events, and that may be their biggest fear. It was not a confrontation in Waco, Texas. It was a massacre of the congregation of a church. And those who survived and were tried for conspiracy against the government and murder of government agents were not found guilty of those charges. They acted in their own defense, but they were found guilty of manslaughter. If they had never been attacked by the government, they could never have killed anyone. So those verdicts are a farce, complete and utter farce. The incident at Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver, I should say Ruby Creek, Randy Weaver was found innocent of all charges. If they murdered his wife while she stood in the doorway, a sniper killed her dead, shot her in the head with a single bullet from a very close position. His name is Lon Horiuchi. As she was holding her 8-month-old baby in her arms, killed Randy Weaver's 14-year-old son, murdered him in cold blood, shot Randy Weaver and shot his friend. They had Randy Weaver's home surrounded by over 500 military and federal agents, tanks, armored vehicles. And the ADL says we have no reason to worry. I say the ADL should move to Cuba. And because of this, tomorrow night we're going to rerun our series on the ADL and identify the real enemy of this country. It's not patriots, it's not Jews, it's not blacks, it's not Hispanics, and it's not white people. It is organizations bent upon the destruction of this country and the foundation of a one-world totalitarian socialist government. And one, ladies and gentlemen, of those organizations is the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in non-reportable, non-confiscatable, hard assets. The only assets in the history of the world that have proved to maintain their value no matter whether it's depression, inflation, or the whole bottom just drops out and there's nothing. I'm talking about precious metals in their various forms. And they're more than gold and silver. I have repeatedly advised that we're headed for a fall. And tonight's broadcast should reinforce that with you. If you've never listened to this broadcast before, you're probably amazed and sitting there in shock. Our message is, wake up, sheeple, before you're sheared, marched off to the slaughterhouse, and you end up on the table of those who would enslave us. In bad times, people survive who have a commodity that is readily exchanged and recognized as being valuable by all peoples anywhere, no matter what their rate of exchange, their currency, their nationality, religion, race, creed, or color. The only thing that's ever served that purpose in history has been gold and silver coins, folks. I advise you very strongly to call our sponsor, Swiss America Trading. Thank them for sponsoring this broadcast, number one. Tell them that you're a listener to the Hour of the Time, because if you're a listener to this broadcast, you get red carpet treatment. You get better treatment than anybody else. You also get something you don't get from anybody else. You get my word that if anything happens that's under the table that is not right, if you are cheated, if you feel that you are not treated properly, I have given my listening audience my word that I will personally, along with Craig Smith, take care of it. And I will, and I have many times in the past. So far, there have only been a few incidents like this, and they've all turned out to be misunderstandings, and everybody was happy when it was all over. And I mean everybody. Swiss America Trading records everything. So if you say they said something that they didn't say, all we have to do is plop the tape in the tape recorder and play it back. If they say they didn't say something that they did say, that's going to come out on that tape. If you're trying to say something that wasn't said, that's going to come out on the tape too. They're honest. They care about you. They're the only ones who give you a buyback policy. Not only that, they really stick their neck out when they sponsor this program, where we've been threatened many times, and so has Swiss America Trading. They take the brunt of a lot of the controversy generated over this broadcast, and they've stayed with us every second. And we've been able to expand on other frequencies and on another satellite because of their belief in the message of this program. When I went to Waco, Texas, and I warned the world that unless Americans went down there in force and stood between the ATF and the Branch Davidians, they would all be murdered, and I was right. But that very night, after I issued that statement, WWCR, the station that I was broadcasting on then, was burnt to the ground. And Swiss America Trading got us right back on the air on another station within 24 hours. They didn't flinch, not even once. You see, folks, we don't talk about the news. We bring it to you. We don't talk about the truth. We live it. And Swiss America Trading makes that possible. And you had better be preparing yourself for the financial problems that are coming with all of this that we talk about on this broadcast. So call them, 1-800-289-2646, and do it now, folks. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You know you tend to procrastinate, as we all do, so don't put it off until tomorrow. That's 1-800-289-2646. Thank you. going to read three amendments to the Constitution. I want you to pay attention to these amendments because most of you don't own a copy of the Constitution, have never read it, don't know what it says, and yet you persist in this insanity of calling yourselves an American. You cannot be an American and not know the Constitution. Frontwards, backwards, inside out. It must be a part of you. For it is the nation. It is the law. It is the country. And without it, there is no United States of America. There are no freedoms. There are no protections for freedoms. And the Jews who came here to escape the persecution that they've always been subject to in other countries around the world have been protected here by this instrument that some of them in the person of the ADL are attempting to destroy. And I, for one, will not have it. Will not stand for it. The second article in amendment to the Constitution states, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Emphasis intended. Amendment 9. Amendment 9. And pay attention to this, folks. I'm still going through this flu, so I apologize for any complications it causes on the air. Amendment 9. Listen to this. For even if your state does not have any laws governing militia, this applies. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Do you know what that means? It means that the Constitution does not prohibit it. It's yours. Nowhere in this Constitution does it prohibit the people from having a militia. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. You poor, ignorant couch potatoes out there had better wake up. You're really blowing it. You don't know anything about your own country, your own constitution, your own Bill of Rights. Yet you claim to be Americans. Claim to be Americans. And it's amazing that all over this country I see communities integrated. Everywhere. Everywhere. And sometimes it's hard. Yes. We're growing up. But the human race is still a child. But we are growing up. But I'll tell you something I don't see. I don't see the Jewish communities integrating. I see them forming the same ghettos they formed in countries all over the world, except for a few who understand and I know that it's because of manipulations like organizations like the ADL. There's nothing wrong with Jewish people. They're no different than any other people who live on the face of this earth. They want the same things that anybody else wants. They want to raise their children. They want to be happy and live with their family. They want to be free from persecution and from crime and war. And that's what we all want. But in the documentation that we did on the ADL, which you will hear beginning tomorrow night being rerun on these broadcasts, you'll see that the ADL has manipulated the Jewish people and everybody else into thinking that we're enemies when we are not. If there were as many anti-Semites in this country as the ADL claims that there are, the Jews would have been wiped out years ago. The truth is, the ADL, agents of the ADL, have been caught in the act of fomenting anti-Semitic incidents in order to contain the Jewish people and control them. Documented fact. Not say-so, not rumor, not hearsay. Documented fact. you are a Jewish American, and I really don't know what that means. You see, I believe in Americans. I don't believe in black Americans or Afro-Americans or Irish Americans or Jewish Americans. I believe in Americans. You're either an American or you're not. I saw African Americans in Africa when I was in the Navy, when we were in the Indian Ocean on the USS Oriskany, which is an aircraft carrier. We put into Mombasa for liberty. In Mombasa, all the African Americans got duded up in their ghetto outfits. And boy, they were talking it up. We're going to be with our own people now. We're going to go ashore and we're going to be with our own people and we'll be home. And I could see the hope in their faces, and I knew that they were going to be so disappointed. Because when they went on the beach, the black people in Kenya laughed at them. Laughed at them. And the black people in Kenya were very polite, very nice people who spoke Queen's English. And these poor sailors, black American sailors, were crushed. They weren't home. You see, they didn't understand that their home was right here in America. They didn't belong in Africa. The people in Africa didn't want them there. The people in Africa laughed at them. When are all you people going to understand that you are Americans? And regardless of what misery we've all gone through in our ancestry to make this country possible and to bring it to the state that it is, we are growing up, and it's always been getting better until now. Now, somebody wants to take it all away from us. The penultimate achievement of all human history on this planet has been the establishment of this nation and the writing of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights. For at no time in the history of this world has any people ever lived free, ever, and still do not today, except in the United States of America. You think the British are free? Go ask the British. You think they have free speech? Go ask them. You think they live in a Republican form of government? Go look at their government. You think we have high taxes? Go ask a Brit what they pay in taxes. Americans are spoiled. They have all that there is to have, and they don't even have the common sense to enjoy it, preserve it, and be willing to lay down their lives to protect it, because it is the most precious thing that there is. For without this nation, without the Constitution, and without the Bill of Rights, no one has any security. No one will be safe. We will be owned again, and we will be at the mercy of whatever tyrant wants to put himself in power. And no one will escape. No one ever does. I would think the ADL would have learned its lesson. The ADL is supposed to be protecting Jewish people. The first thing Hitler did was disarm the people. And then he came for the groups that he didn't like one by one and put them into labor camps. I've said it over and over again. In the New World Order, Christianity will not be allowed. Orthodox Judaism will not be allowed. Following the Nation of Islam will not be allowed. There will be a one world religion, and you will renounce whatever religion you belong to now and join it willingly, or you will be marched off again to a labor camp. Are you listening to me? If you are Jewish and American, don't let the ADL lie to you. Don't let the ADL manipulate you. Don't let what happened to you in Germany happen to you again here. Because if you do, I'm not marching off to the labor camp with you. I'm going to fight, and I'll be fighting as a part of the militia. And if you're Jewish and you want to join our militia, you're welcome. And I have it on the utmost authority that any militia that bars any Jewish patriot from joining that militia will be forcibly disbanded by the militia of the Second Continental Army of the Republic. And that is not a threat, that is a promise. Or any other patriot, for that matter. One more. This is a bogus organization, folks, that exists as a political manipulation arm of B'nai B'rith also, just like the ADL. Birmingham News, 28th October, 1994. The Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery says it is alarmed by the growing number of citizen militias in the country and has asked the Justice Department to be on the alert. Morris Dees, founder of the group, said in a letter to Attorney General Janet Reno that there are unauthorized militias in 18 states and it may be as high as 30. He added that in six of the states, Montana, Colorado, Nevada, Idaho, Florida, and Texas, the leadership of militia groups has been built around known white supremacists. The mixture of armed groups with those who hate is a recipe for disaster, he wrote. All lies. All lies. Dees warned in his letter, and this is the truth, folks, this is the truth. Quote, we have also received reports that the active duty military personnel, as well as National Guardsmen, may be assisting some of the newly formed militias, end quote. That is true. You see, not all of the government is treasonous. And not all members of the government or the militia are traitors. And when the time comes, military commanders will bring their troops, ammunition, and equipment over to the side of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which they are sworn to protect and defend. So much for the propaganda of the One World Order socialist manipulators, the liars and deceivers are actively at work, ladies and gentlemen, and you'd better be just as actively filtering the truth from the lies. If you don't, you're going to be just a puppet on the end of somebody's strings, and when they pull that string, you will dance. Remember this. A nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. You'll find that statement in chapter 1 of my book, Behold a Pale Horse. And if you haven't read it, you'd better read it. Not to make me rich, but to wake your miserable soul up. And of course, I'm not talking to everybody. Some of you out there are awake. Some of you are awake and active. Others are putting your very lives, reputations, and occupations, and professions, and wealth on the line to help save what's left of this country. And if you're sitting there thinking, I'm crazy and there's nothing wrong, then you're already over the edge. Because you never even knew what this country was in the first place, and probably didn't even care. If you're a socialist, well, all the people who love this form of government are escaping from Cuba, they're leaving openings for jobs behind. I would advise you that if you don't like the Republican form of government, if you don't like freedom, if you have to live under an oppressive government so that you can be guaranteed some kind of false security, then I can tell you with the utmost assurity that there's a job waiting for you in Cuba. And it's not that far away. In fact, you could probably row there in a rowboat. You wouldn't even have to put anything out for a plane ticket. You missed your chance to go to the Soviet Union, for they figured it all out, you see. They want what we've got, and we're trying to get what they gave up. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? Isn't that just the cat's meow, as my great aunt would say. Incredible. The armed citizen, this is from the New American, or excuse me, the American Rifleman, I'm sorry. I don't quote from the New American. This is the armed citizen from the American Rifleman. These are stories you never hear in the press, folks. Paintball guns are used in recreational war games to simulate a hit. If combatants wear proper protective gear, the paintballs can't really hurt anyone. But as two Canton, New York teenagers discovered, they can be handy for stopping a crime. The two youths were waiting to ambush some fellow paintball enthusiasts when they witnessed a female jogger being attacked on a nearby jogging path. The boys fired several warning rounds, and as the attacker fled, they fired again, hitting him as many as 30 times. The suspect, covered with brightly colored paint splotches, was picked up by police later. And another one, ski mask burglars have been robbing and terrifying women in Des Moines, Iowa, but at least one criminal had the scare put on him. Ardella Oiding heard a noise in the middle of the night and saw someone on her patio. I got my gun and I walked up to him while he was trying to open the glass door, says Oiding. I pointed my .357 right at him and said, "Can I help you?" That was enough to send the fellow fleeing. Another one, "It's nice for a change to have the innocent unharmed and the bad guys shot," said a police detective in Vallejo, California, referring to an incident at the B&N convenience store. A masked youth entered the store late one night and pulled a gun on the store's clerk, who reacted quickly and drew his own licensed pistol. In an exchange of gunfire, the criminal was mortally wounded. The clerk was saved by a shield of bulletproof glass. And another one, "Atlanta fireman Darrell Willis had stopped to use a payphone when four armed men approached and demanded his car. Willis decided to fight back, drawing his own gun and shooting two of his attackers. Willis suffered a gunshot wound to his leg, and all four criminals were apprehended by police at a local hospital." And another one, "Dennis Alameda didn't keep a gun in his Gilroy, California house for protection, so when he heard noises in his garage early one morning, he reached for his baseball bat, and it wasn't there. That's when he remembered the old shotgun his grandfather had given him. It took a few minutes to find it and remove it from its case, and then he realized the only shells he had were in the garage. Taking the unloaded gun to the garage, he confronted an obviously intoxicated intruder and held him on the ground while his wife called 911. Alameda says he is now considering hiding a few shotgun shells in the house. And another one, four Tulsa, Oklahoma boys did just what their parents told them to if they were ever home alone and in danger. When they heard someone trying to break down the front door, they went to their parents' room where the oldest, 13, aimed his mother's .357 Magnum at the locked door while his brother dialed 911. The intruder entered the house, headed straight for the bedroom, and tried to force that door open. That's when the oldest brother fired one shot through the door, killing the criminal. Police found rubber gloves, a folding knife, and a large screwdriver in the man's pockets. The boy's father says the firearms training the boys received probably saved their lives. And another one. Oakland, California, resident Ella Brooks was taken the bus to her job as a security guard in San Francisco when another passenger who had refused to pay his fare pulled a knife and held it to the throat of an innocent bystander, threatening to kill him. Brooks brandished her .45 and ordered the crazed criminal to drop his weapon. He did not. Says Brooks, "He was so close to the other man that for a while I couldn't do nothing. Then he moved his head 3 or 4 inches to the right. That's when I shot him." Police officials said the incident appeared to be justifiable homicide. And another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, ad infinitum. Thousands and thousands of people are saved each year because they have guns. Wake up, sheeple. Good night, and God bless you all.